friendships become even more precious for seniors when they have family that's far away or they've had a lot of their close friends pass on. That's why the group Friends of Seniors is there, a volunteer group under the umbrella of Catholic Social Services. And joining us now, Jessica Kinville, a volunteer coordinator for the Friends of Seniors. And we also have Mary McDowell, and she is a Friends of Seniors volunteer. And Jessica, I want to start with you and maybe tell us a little bit about the group's history and how many seniors are helped by this program.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for having us today. So a little bit about what Friends of Seniors is. We are a volunteer organization and we deliver non-medical volunteer services to seniors over 60. And we do this in ways to promote independence, strengthen receptivity to giving and receiving support, and really deepening community belonging for both participants and volunteers. We started actually, we did a pilot version of Friends when COVID hit, and it became really apparent that there was a lot of need in the community. There were a lot of organizations that weren't able to support as much as they once could. And so there were a lot of gaps that needed to be filled. And Catholic Community Service was getting a lot of phone calls of people that just needed some help. And so we decided to just get it up and running and get out there and meet those needs. And, you know, throughout everything with COVID, we just can't thank public health enough. They supported us all along the way. All of the policies and procedures that we've enacted within the organization came from them. You know, they reviewed everything that we put out and they made sure that we were right in line with what the CDC was saying. And without that support, it would have been so much more difficult to go out there and do what our organization loves to do, which is help and support people with, you know, compassion and dignity. And so, you know, we officially launched in August, and we did that with the help of a grant from Community Care Corps. And out of 183 applicants, I believe about 23 were selected, and Catholic Community Service was the only Alaska nonprofit to be selected. And so with that, we were able to officially launch and get out there and start helping people. And our services vary from, you know, maybe somebody needs help with getting their groceries, or maybe they need help, you know, cleaning up the house a little bit. And a lot of people, especially with all this isolation we've been having, they need a friend, you know, they need someone to talk to and someone to be there. And, you know, sometimes having a friend is a little easier. You know, a lot of people have a hard time asking for help, and it can be really hard to ask for help from your family sometimes. And so the relationship that our volunteers are building with the elders in town is just amazing. I am just overwhelmed with the amount of gratitude that I hear from not just participants, but also their family members and also other organizations in town that give us a call and are so relieved to know that someone that they're helping can have a gap filled by us.
And I want to go to our second guest, Mary McDowell. How long have you been a volunteer? And tell us what you're doing to help seniors.
Well, yeah, thanks again for having us. I have been a volunteer with Hospice and Home Care of Juneau for many years and was really excited when the Friends program began, because I really think it fills a need here in the community. And I kind of see it as a way to help seniors age in place with more of a sense of security and enjoyment and just feeling more confident about being in their homes. And I don't remember just exactly when I started, but it's been a number of months. And actually, my husband and I were matched together with a lovely, very independent woman who has lived alone for a long time and has a lot of mobility issues. And originally, she just wanted somebody to take her trash out 3 times a week and possibly pick up groceries. And so that's what we go there 3 times a week and do take out her trash. We pick up her groceries and deliver them to her once or twice a week, usually once a week. And gradually, as we've gotten to know her more, we find other little things that we can help with around the house. My husband starts her car. She doesn't drive her car anymore, but she has one. The battery goes dead. So he's, you know, make sure that her car is charged up and available if needed. And I've been helping her with issues on her iPhone, and we just have a friendly visit and gradually have just become very attached to her. It's enriching for us. And I think for her, it's one of those cross-generational things that a lot of us don't get in our lives otherwise. It's been really enriching for all of us, and we really, really have grown to love that woman. It's funny, we do so little sometimes. It seems like our amount of time and effort is small, but she's so grateful, and she'll say, oh, I just don't know what I would do without you guys, and yet what we do seems so small. But it's nice to know that little bit of effort is appreciated.
So, Mary, volunteers are needed. How much of a commitment do you have to make? I mean, some people might not be able to do it every once a week, or they may only be available once a month. Is this somewhat flexible in how you can be involved?
You know, I think it is very flexible. And some of the folks who are looking for a friend don't need very much help, just a little bit. And in the case where my husband and I were matched together with this friend, that makes it much easier, because if one of us is tied up with something else that day, the other will go. And I think that's a nice way to do it.
So very quickly, because I apologize, we're almost out of time here. What can people do if they want to be involved with this? And we'll have to have you back to talk about this more.
The easiest way is definitely to contact me. We're definitely making a push for volunteers, whatever time commitment you have, even if it's just a little bit. If you want it to be no contact, we can do that too. My number is 907-500-3934. You can also reach me via email at friendsofseniors@ccsjuno.org. And you can also apply online at our website at ccsak.org.
All right. And again, we will have to have you back and find out how it's going and maybe hear from some volunteers, because it sounds like there's quite a variety of experiences out there.
Yeah, all right. Well, that would be wonderful.
I want to thank both of you, Jess and Mary, for joining us for Juno Afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.